always impart into your kids, because I understand from what my parent what I get from my parents is that you don't want your kids to have to go through any of the stuff you went through. So start as early as possible, and I believe that all of you have, teach them how to start from greater. And watch what happens. So that's what I felt like God brought me here today to share with you all, and just to make sure that every day you not just coast in the blessing, but you actively live in it and grow it and keep it moving forward. So I'm going to pray, and then my dad said he's going to pray for people. That's all. That's what I heard, though. All right. Hey, power of life and death's in the tongue. All right. Father God, I thank you for the message today, Lord God. I pray that that it's something that they learn from, Lord God. I pray that it's something we can use daily, Lord God. And I just thank you that we continue to grow and just expand the kingdom of God, Lord. And I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that word, Philip. And let's make sure that we take somebody's beginning point and expand beyond that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to put a couple prayer requests up here. First of all, Kyle, we're going to pray for Kansas. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that this baby would come forth healthy, God, whole, and with a God-given destiny, Father. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would cause, God, those who are to bring this baby forth, Father, to find the purpose and the will that you have for them so they can establish a place for this baby to come up in the admonition of the Lord, Father, that he might fulfill destiny and purpose. Father, we put Nathan before you, God, and God, he's continuing to have struggles on the healing process, Father, related to COVID and pneumonia. But God, we thank you that you are faithful, Father. Lord, we just loose the working of miracles and healing, Father. And Lord, we know that your turnaround is upon him, Father. Lord, we pray for supernatural recovery, God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to bring Bob up here. Praise God. And Bob has went to the doctors, and he's having some health situations here. But we know our God is faithful. Amen? And so we're just going to lay hands on Bob. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, now, Lord, I just put this before you, Father, and I curse, Father. God, I curse any health issues in this situation, Father. I command all of that to come out of him in Jesus' name. I loose the working of miracles and healing, Father. And Lord, I thank you that, God, as he goes through tests in every step, Father, Lord, you're there. Your hand is upon him, Father. And Lord, that Bob is healed, restored, recovered, Father. And Lord, I thank you that every step of this process shall be done, God, with your grace and your presence upon him. And God, we thank you that we're going to believe your report, Father. Lord, your report, that we are healed, that we shall live long and declare the works of God. And Father, I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. And God, just let a spirit of peace, grace, mercy, strength, God. God, let him just have a witness from you in his innermost spirit, Father, and in his heart. Let him have a witness, God, that you are bringing him through this healed and whole. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, I thank you for being with us here on this most snowy day in Ohio. Amen. And I thank you that the Lord has been good. And I want to thank Tim LeMaster and